Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was Nottingham Trio Girl Band. Brand new single from them, Not Like the Rest. Came out a couple of weeks ago. I think I played that on the show last week, and I certainly played that. And Charlie Stone's new single, A Scream. Exceller guitarist released that song just over a week ago, and that's taken from her solo album, Here Comes the Actual Band, which is coming out on May the 29th. That was the first song Charlie ever wrote on electric guitar back in the last century. Good to hear it on record at long, long last. Next up, Yorkshire five-piece Priestgate. Now, we're going back a couple of years for this one. This came out in 2022, taken from the EP Ice Closed for the Winter. This is Bedtime Story.
All over and spill the coffee. trust me.
FM and Resurrection. Always good to hear a bit of Mega City 4 on this show. That was from 1992, 32 years ago, from their fourth album, Sebastopol Road, which reached number 41 in the UK charts. Highest place for any Mega City 4 album. That was the first track on it, Ticket Collector. Cuffed Up before that and Mock Dance. They're a band from Los Angeles, and that single was taken from All You Got, which is out on Hit the North Records on April the 5th, not long now. Now in the week, I had a message from Sim from Fashoda Crisis and other bands such as the wonderful Universal Disappointment Sponge, who are sadly no longer with us. Stalwarts of the Essex music scene for a few years or so. Won't say how many years, it will shame us both. Sim is now up in Norwich and has formed a band up there, Rudimentary Paste, and they've just released what might be their first music. You need to double check that on their Bandcamp, rudimentarypaste.bandcamp.com. Hope you can spell rudimentary, RUDIMENTARY paste. There you go, you can spell it now. This track's taken from the Octopus Milk and Other Tall Tales EP, which is out now. This is Ed 209.
You have
the mirror. So many people standing there. I walk towards them into the floodlight. Distortion everywhere. I felt my ego. I felt Roberto standing there. Found my transcendence. It played in mono, painted blue.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection Future Heads and First Day. That was their first single released 21 years ago, 2003, produced by Andy Gill from Gang of Four. It also appears on their eponymous debut album, which reached number 11 in the UK the following year. That was First Day. Looking forward to catching Future Heads live shortly. They are doing a few gigs up and down the country. Before that, Blur and The Narcissist. Now, Blur are playing more gigs in America this year, two at least, and you're wondering whether they're going to have another round of British or European gigs. Would have expected them to have gone back to their other projects by now. But it'd be great if they actually played just a few more times, wouldn't it? You never know. That was The Narcissist, taken from The Ballad of Darren, which came out last year. Next up, Los Angeles singer-songwriter Erica Driscoll, favourite of this show. Been playing her music on and off for quite a few years now. This is the single that she released last month. This is Foolish.
I never do you wrong. Tell me
Phoenix FM and Resurrection Melis and Undathlenua Lucas, which does of course translate to English as One Lucky Reader. That was taken from their semi-compilation Salka Spin, which came out in 2002. A bit of a live favourite, and I did catch them live on Saturday for the first time, and they were so good, and that song sounded brilliant when they played it. Fantastic version of Disco Pig right at the end as well. So good to catch them live. Now I believe they're playing Stowmarket tonight and Cardiff tomorrow night, but there will be more live dates announced later in the year. And of course they're touring with The Wedding Present, where you won't see the full Melis set, but you can get to see them at several venues in May as well. Riffin Dots before that, and She's Wrong. Riffin Dots is Britta Payek from Cambridge, Massachusetts. She's got a career spanning two decades and two continents, and you can find that on brittapayek.bandcamp.com, brittapejic.bandcamp.com. And just in case I forgot to mention the name of the track, that was She's Wrong. Now next up, Billericay's Peter Steer with Lloyd Price and Marie Williamson, collectively known as Agency V, with a track mastered by Republica's Tim Dorney. This is We Can Erase You.
Picture of you.
Welcome back to Phoenix FM and Resurrection. Now, this show has always been a bit of a mixed bag, and last week I did not expect to be playing Sheryl Crow on today's show. And, you know, hands up, guilty pleasure. Well, there shouldn't be any such thing as a guilty pleasure. You should like whatever you want to like. But, you know, I'm a bit partial to a bit of Sheryl. Don't normally play her on this show, but any excuse to play that song again. Such an underrated track. The original, of course, from 1992 and Peter Gabriel's album Us. That was Digging in the Dirt. And Peter Gabriel appears on that track as well. If you were paying attention, you could not have failed to notice his voice on there. But that's taken from Sheryl Crow's brand new album, Evolution, which is out in 3 weeks' time. That single is out today. Gaffer Tape Sandy before that, a band we've been playing for so long on the show. We're pretty sure we used to say they were from Suffolk, but they are based in Brighton now. And that's a brand new single from them, taken from their new album, Hold My Hands, God Damn It, which is coming out on May the 31st on the wonderful Algopop Records. That was Scrapbook. Just got time for a couple more songs on today's show. Adwaith are currently recording some new music. Going to catch them live in a few weeks' time as well. I'll be reporting back on that. Their second album, Bato Matto, followed their first one in winning the Welsh Music Prize in 2022. From it, this is Quimpo. And Quimpo from 2022's Bato Matto. And that's pretty much it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed listening as much as I have enjoyed playing them all. Now, going to leave you with one of my favourite Pulp songs. Is it one of their biggies? No, this is from the 2001 Peel Sessions. Now, the lyrics spoken by Jarvis throughout the song come from a story from Philippa Pierce called Return to Air, taken from one of Jarvis's 1970s school English textbooks. Set to Pulp's wonderful music, this is absolutely sublime. This is Duck Diving. I'll see you next week.
Are very big, so that one end people bathe and at the other end they fish. Old chaps with bald heads sit on folding stools and fish with rods and lines. Little kids squeeze through the railings and wade out into the water to fish with nets. But the water's much deeper at our end of the ponds, and that's where we bathe. You're not allowed to bathe there unless you can swim, but I've always been able to swim. They used to say that was because fat floats. Only I don't dive. Not from any diving board, thank you. I have to take my glasses off to go into the water, and I can't see without them. And I'm just not going to dive, even from the lowest diving board, and that's that. And they stopped nagging me about it long ago. And this summer, they were all on at me to learn duck diving. You're swimming on the surface of the water, and suddenly you upend yourself just like a duck and dive down deep into the water, and perhaps you swim about a bit underwater and then come up again. I dare say ducks begin doing it soon after they're born. It's different for them. So I was learning to duck dive, to swim down to the bottom of the ponds and pick up a brick they'd thrown in and bring it back up again. You practice that in case you have to rescue anyone from drowning. Of course, they'd be bigger and heavier than a brick, but I suppose you have to begin with bricks and work up gradually to people. The swimming instructor said, "I'm going to throw the brick in." It was a brick with a bit of old white flannel around it to make it show up underwater. He made everyone else come out of the water to give me a chance, and they were standing watching. I could see them blurred along the bank, and I could hear them talking and laughing. But there wasn't a sound in the water, except me just treading water gently, waiting. And then I saw the brick go over my head as the instructor threw it, and there was a splash as it went into the water ahead of me, and I thought, I can't do it. My legs won't upend this time. They feel just flabby. They'll float, but they won't upend. They can't upend. It's different for ducks. But while I was thinking all that, I'd taken a deep breath, and then my head really went down, and my legs went up into the air. I could feel them there, just air around them, and then there was water around them, because I was going down into the water after all. Right down into the water. Straight down. The water was like a thick greeny-brown lemonade, with wispy little things moving very slowly in it. Down we went, and the lemonade looked quite went from the water, and it became just a dark blackish brown, and you'd wonder you could see anything at all, especially as the bit of white flannel seemed to have come off the brick by the time it reached the bottom and I'd caught up with it. The brick looked different down there anyway, and it had already settled right into the mud, and there was only one corner left sticking up. I dug into the mud with my fingers and got hold of the thing, and then I didn't think of anything except getting up again with it into the air. But touching the bottom like that, it stirred up the mud, so that I began to go up through a thick cloud of it. It made me feel I might be getting lost. Perhaps I'd swum underwater too far. Perhaps I'd come up at the far end of the ponds amongst all the fishermen and foul their lines, and perhaps get a fish up caught in me. Or perhaps I just wasn't going to find the top again, and the air again. The funny thing was, I only began to get afraid on the way back, even though I was going up quite quickly and the water was already changing from brown-black to green-brown, and then to bright lemonade. I could almost see the sun shining through the water. I was getting so near the surface. It wasn't until then that I felt really frightened. I knew I was moving much too slowly. I knew I would never reach the air again in time. Was at the surface, and pond water was trickling down inside my nose and into my mouth, which I hate, but there was air all around and above for me to breathe, to live, and I might live to be 100 now, and keep a sweet shop of my own, and walk on the moon, and breed mastiffs, and rescue someone from drowning and be awarded a medal for it and be interviewed on TV. And then I noticed they were shouting from the bank. They were cheering and shouting, and the instructor was helloing with his hands around his mouth. I turned round and swam to the bank, and they hauled me out and gave me my glasses to have a good look at what I'd brought up from the bottom. Because it wasn't a brick. It was just about the size and shape of one, but it was a tin. An old, old tin box with no paint left on it. An old brown-black slime from the bottom of the ponds. It was as heavy as a brick because it was full of mud. We get excited as we did. There was nothing there but mud. We strained all the mud through our fingers, but there wasn't anything else there. Not even a bit of old sandwich or the remains of bait. I don't know how that tin could have got there. Anyway, it must have been there for years and years by the look of it. When you think, it might have stayed there for years and years longer if I hadn't found it. Perhaps stayed sunk underwater forever. I've cleaned the tin up now, and I keep it on the mantelpiece at home with my coin collection in it. I had to duck dive later for another brick, and I got it all right, without being frightened at all. But it didn't seem to matter as much as coming up with a tin. I shall keep that tin as long as I live.